311.
And happy Sunday, Barbados, and welcome to another edition of the 311 Radio Show. I am your host today, Fire and Life Safety Manager Marlon Small. And with me is Fire and Life Safety Officer David Scanterbury.
Happy Sunday to everyone.
On this edition, to get the ball rolling, we'll be asking about any statistics over the reporting period, going March 1st until today, present. If there are any alarming statistics, David?
Yes, please. So, firstly, I just want to again encourage the homeowners, please, to be mindful of all of the appliances we're using at home. We have had an increase based on the statistics in the gas leaks as well as the structure. We are urging to persons to please have these things checked. So, some of the things we'll be looking for. If you come home and you happen to smell gas in the house, please do not turn on the light. It is nighttime. If you can safely open the windows to vent the house, then you go inside of the house. And also, especially if it may be natural gas, then you'll be able to alert your neighbors next door also what is happening, as it may be an issue within the light in the area as opposed to the house. Moreover, also, we want to encourage you not to use the cellular phones to make any calls within the same vicinity. We want to ask you to try to move away upwind from these areas. So the inspection is not where we will focus. So the hose and on the gas head, it needs to make sure. So the normal standard is 3 to 5 years are to be changed. However, That time frame can be significantly reduced due to tampering if it is struck by an obstacle on constant exposure to the heat because of a proper PSA.
Okay, thanks, David. But I really want to ask you about something you mentioned there. We were speaking about using the cell phones if there's a gas leak or turning on the electrical switch. Any specific reason why we need to desist from doing these things?
Yes, please. So the cell phones as well as the click from the light switch. So just for an example, to bring it down further to layman terms, if you are in the home at night in your bedroom and you turn the light switch on, take a look at the switch, you will see a spark coming from the switch. And likewise also will happen with the appliances and plugging them out. Sometimes it will happen to see spark coming from discharge. As long as those elements are present, all that is needed then is that source which will be coming from the cell phone or can come from the light switch.
Okay, so if we are the urgent persons to, if we smell a gas leak, to desist from using anything that create a heat source which can ignite fire. But you also spoke about hoses and the heads. Are there anything else that persons can do in between that 3 to 5 year period to do some safety checks to make sure they don't have any leaks or anything?
Yes, please. So what you can do is a procedure, I guess, that most people, when they go to get the LPG bottles refilled, you can keep some sewer water in the bottle. So once you change and you get your bottle, what that means is that it isn't leaking from your bottle for when you go and purchase it from the gas station. The issue may be at home with the head. So please, once when you make checks, the checks are made with salt water. Please make those checks again when you go home just to ensure that they are going to leak. So the simple things we can look for on the hose, for any cuts, tears, if the hose is in a bent position to stop the fluid flow of the gas. All of these are things that over time can cause an accelerated deterioration of the hose as well as the head.
Okay, so you heard it there. We're speaking about if you smell a gas and you come home, that we don't want you to turn on any light switches or induce any heat sources to the environment. And as Friendly Safety Officer Scanterbury said, we don't want persons to rest on their laurels. So you want me to do some frequent checks with your salt water, which is readily available in the home, to check to make sure the integrity of your gas line and the gas head, they're all in good working order. But David, I want to ask you about the placement of the 25-pound, 100-pound cylinders where the gas is stored. Is there any specific place that you will want to see these cylinders stored or placed?
Yes, ideally, I guess it would all come back down to the placement and the space within the particular home in which these may be stored. So for some, in certain residential areas, you will find the bottles stored on the outside. If the bottles are stored on the outside, we do encourage you to have them inside of a cage rather than the bottles just being there. Now, the purpose of the cage is to make sure that if anyone happens to walk by and happens to lean on one of the bottles, or we have some bad weather movement that's coming in from the opposite direction, don't want a case where the bottles are leaning on each other or the bottles happen to fall, which can create a rupture in the line that causes leaking gas. Inside the homes, we will try to keep these things away from the children to make sure that they don't tamper with them, but we still want them in an area that we will not forget here again.
Okay. I need to ask a question. When I go to the gas station by these cylinders, I normally see a no smoking sign. Will you avoid the no smoking sign once you have those cylinders on the outside so that you might have visitors or sometimes family members who smoke become callous? Would you suggest that no smoking sign can be added on that cage to reduce the possibility of fire?
Yes, please. A no smoking sign can be added. It's always better to have it and not want it than you want it and you not have it. So just please be mindful that everyone may not know what certain things are for, but if they see a sign, they may be able to put a certain association that, okay, this is something that I shouldn't be doing around that area, even if I don't know what it is that the bomb contains.
Okay. So this afternoon's, you've heard some of the do's and don'ts if you come home and you encounter a gas leak. Now, I have to ask, if this true for me, a natural gas, does it normally carry water?
So, for the natural gas, there will be put, what happens is they put an agent in the gas. So, normally, you will not pick up the smell of natural gas. Then what they have done, so you can actually know when it's leaking, they have put an agent in it that it can smell. So there's a certain odor that it gives off that persons will know, okay, when I'm picking up this odor, the natural gas is leaking. But normally, it is not as bad as going on this.
Okay. So what we advise persons to be in, if they come home and have a gas leak, what would you advise them? Can you just take this through those procedures? Of course, we know you want them to definitely call fire service, but can you take us through those procedures that you want persons? I'm a member of the community, come I smell this gas. Can you give us a step that we go through?
The first steps of that amazing process to go through, once you smell the gas, and more than likely, if you come in home and they come up, want to let you be the last person to encounter the smell of the gas. It is always good to have, firstly, a good relationship, if possible, with your neighbors and be your brother's keeper. And we try to help each other a lot. So if you happen to smell any gas, well, you come in from work, please again, open the door. If you can't get to the windows, you can open the doors without even using the cell phone to make a call, to turn on the light, just open the house and allow it to rain, and to come on the inside. Now, that is not all that has to be done. Now, if it is natural gas, then we're not sure if it is coming again from the property or if it is coming from the line, if the line has ruptured. So you also want to put your neighbors on alert and have them know exactly what has taken place at your home and the steps that you have taken, which is to contact the Marvelous Fire Service, the NPC, so that the situation. Please do not hesitate to call the Magnus Lesson. Smell gas on your unsure, please give us a call and we will respond promptly to these issues.
Right. And we want all Barbadians to know that when we speak about these incidents occurring, that if you have to have someone come to do any maintenance, that the person is qualified to do that maintenance, and ensure always that you get permission to use the appliance before you decide whether the person is finished or not. And you must always have access to the shutoff valves, those shutoff valves. When we speak about shutoff valves, any particular information you have for us on the shutoff valves and those placements of those shutoff valves?
Yes, please. So if a person is not wanting electrical, the meter looks like the gas valves, that is similar. So it will be on the outside of the property. That has a shutoff valve on it as well. So along the lines below the shutoff, below the meter is the shutoff valve. Also inside of the home, there's also a shutoff valve either from the bottom, and you can have it shut off from where the copper line comes in from the outside or left inside. So you want to make sure that you put all of those things in the closed position if it is possible, but please make sure that you can just turn the one way inside off. So we can do again for maintenance every once in a while. You can just give it a little spray with some W40 and make sure in the event that the light has to be turned off, that it will be able to move freely and also secure from tampering off of being struck from the vehicles as well.
Okay, so there you have it, Barbados. Steps and procedures, you could get more and you encounter a gas leak. Now, you spoke about the alarming statistics relative to house fires, and we don't want house fires, but definitely don't want the occasion of a fatality or any injury as a result of a house fire. And what are some blood devices that we can put in the home that would aid us to reduce the loss of life as a result of a house fire?
So we have the smoke alarms, which I strongly again advise all persons who may be living alone or living with someone. We want to advise you to have the smoke alarms installed in your home. If you're unsure about the placement or where to put these alarms, then you can contact me for your service and the necessary means we need to accommodate along the right path. The purpose of the alarm is a work device. So if something may be happening in the kitchen at 2 o'clock in the morning, where everyone is sleeping, but the alarm picks it up, it never sleeps. So that is your warning system. Please, that can save a lot of time and it can more than likely save a life. We may be not home, but the neighbors may hear when the alarm goes off in your home. So they know no one is there and the alarm went off, let me call the fire service. So the alarm is just not for when you are home. It serves for a warning system for also who are not there. So we want to advise you to please have the smoke alarms. You can get the smoke alarms. There's carb supply that you can get the smoke alarms from. And again, if you're having any issues or queries or even difficulty in installing these, please contact the Barbados Fire Service that we can come and assist you with this. Thank you.
Okay, great. And we also want to just say to you that these alarms can at your discretion with any of the hardware suppliers. But we want you, again, one of those things that is coming through here strong from our fire and safety officer here today is that we need to have a community spirit. He mentioned that if you have a gas leak, although you might have evacuated your home, protected all the persons in your home and ventilated and shut off that gas valve, put it in the shutoff position and inform the National Petroleum Corporation, you've called the fire service. But he's also saying that there's a need for you to also be in partnership with your neighbors. You need to say something to your neighbors so that they know what is going on. And in the second instance, where this community spirit has come up is in the case of the smoke alarms. Notice he has indicated that in the community, you might not be at home and the alarm goes off. Does your neighbors now be able to call the fire service and get a response from the fire service to ensure that the extent of the damage to your property is significantly reduced? And we want to encourage persons to have that level of community spirit, but we want you to take this information and act on the information. We don't want the information just to be put up there and persons hearing, but we want you to act on that information. And you can also contact the fire service if you're unsure. We can come and do residential hazard analysis and tell you what you need to do or where you need to put these devices. So please look at the possibility of getting at least one smoke alarm in your home. I would like to encourage every single homeowner to have at least one smoke alarm in their home. Remember, the statistics are alarming. We really want to address that. Once again, we want to say a thank you today for your listening audience to the 311 Show. I am Fire and Life Safety Manager Marlon Small. With me today was Fire and Life Safety Officer David Scantibury. And as we like to say from time to time, fire prevention is our intention. Have a great Sunday.
On the Barbados Fire Service 311.